What's new in business news, May 6th, 2014? AIS vows to fight to the end to win 4G licenses. Celebrities boycott Brunei-owned luxury hotels over Sharia law. And plunge in capital goods and gold imports. Telecommunications. AIS vows to fight to the end to win 4G licenses. AIS needs to win 4G licenses in order to alleviate its existing chronic data traffic problems and further increase lucrative data revenue. AIS currently provides 2G mobile services under a concession with TOT, which is due to expire in September 2015. AIS has 41 million subscribers, only 17 million of whom are 3G customers. The company's existing available 3G bandwidth capacity can only serve its 3G customer base and is not enough to provide full commercial 4G service. True was the first company to launch commercial 4G service on a limited scale. DTAC's 4G commercial launch is planned for next month. AIS is facing two inconvenient facts. The company will become the mobile operator having the least amount of bandwidth next year when its concession expires in September. And the company has the smallest number of teenage customers among mobile operators. In comparison, second-ranked DTAC boasts the highest bandwidth. TrueMove is ranked third. AIS has said it will fight to the end to win 4G licenses in the 1800 MHz and 900 MHz spectrums. The National and Broadcasting and Telecommunications Commission, NBTC, the telecommunications regulator, plans to hold auctions in August and November. Boycotts. Celebrities boycott Brunei-owned luxury hotels over Sharia law. Hollywood and numerous high-profile celebrities, including Jay Leno, Richard Branson, actor Stephen Fry, TV host Sharon Osbourne, and comedian Ellen DeGeneres, are responding to harsh new laws in Brunei by boycotting luxury hotel chains owned by the Sultan of Brunei, including the famous Beverly Hills Hotel and the Dorchester Collection, reportedly owned by the Brunei Investment Agency, a sovereign wealth fund under the oil-rich Sultanate's Ministry of Finance. The Motion Picture and Television Fund says it won't hold its annual Night Before the Oscar party at the Beverly Hills Hotel, as it has for many years. The celebrities are protesting the country's new penal code that calls for punishing adultery, abortions, and same-sex relationships with tough new penalties such as whipping or flogging and death by stoning. Brunei's all-powerful Sultan announced last Wednesday that he would push ahead with the Sharia law. The Sultan's move has led to a rare domestic criticism of the ruler on the Muslim-majority country's active social media, as well as international condemnation, including from the UN's Human Rights Office. Economics. Plunge in capital goods and gold imports. A large trade surplus, the return of service account and foreign investment income, and net transfers drove the current account surplus in Thailand to U.S. $8.23 billion, or 266 billion baht, in the first quarter of the year, that is, January to March. Last year, in 2013, Thailand's current account balance showed a deficit for the second straight year at $2.8 billion, widening from $1.5 billion the previous year. A current account surplus means that a country is a net lender to the rest of the world and that the nation's net assets have increased by the amount of the surplus. The trade surplus could reflect a sharp contraction in imports as exports fell at a slower pace. Some economists have claimed that the current account surplus indicates weakening economic activity as imports of capital goods, raw materials, and intermediate goods used in the production of goods for final sale dipped. Declining imports of both capital goods and gold bullion were the main causes of import contraction in the first 3 months of the year. In total, import growth in 2014's first quarter sank by 14.8% year-on-year, compared with a 7.6% shrinkage in last year's final quarter. The substantial reduction in capital goods imports was in line with a slackening of private investment as new projects were delayed, while most private investment focused on machinery repair. Gold bullion imports dropped sharply in the first quarter compared with last year's historic figure of $11.6 billion in the first half, when the economy was healthier and gold savings more robust. A resumption of the service account surplus was another factor contributing to the current account surplus, spurred by the recent reduction of foreign investor remittances of profits and dividends, a reflection of weakening Thai economic conditions in the second half of 2013.